You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
A mechanic tries to fix your car. No matter if you're near or far, he'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
From Barrie to Port Perry, Toronto to Buffalo, take a joyride with Zoomer Radio AM 740 and the boys in Dave's Corner Garage, coming to you from the main bay at Queen and River. Got a car question for Dave Redinger or Alan Gelman? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free in Ontario at 1-866-740-4740.
All right, Davey, we're off. Are you ready to go?
Yep, here we go. Yeehaw. We're back.
Sorry. I was here last week, okay? We're back.
You know, it's nice. You had two weeks off.
Pressing engagement.
2 weeks off. Yeah, great.
I want to congratulate you. 40 years, eh?
Yeah, well, last week was our 40th anniversary. Proves that I was wrong for 42 years.
That's not you and me, by the way. Explain that to the people. It's not you and me for 40 years.
No, my lovely wife, Barb, and myself. Uh-huh. 42 years ago, she asked me to marry her, and...
And 40 years ago, you agreed.
I'm safe, because she never listens to the show, so I'm okay.
Well, congratulations,
Good Dave. Morning, everybody. It's Dave's Corner Garage here, coming to you live from Queen of River Street here in the new AM 740 studios, which we're moving. You know, like, the place is coming apart here, the seams.
So, some of the lights don't work.
Yeah.
How new can it be?
If you're listening to this, maintenance guy, we need some lights in the green room. Joining us this morning is Norris McDonald. He's the editor of the Wheel Section. Good morning, Norris. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Norris.
And if you read the Toronto Star, the Wheel Section is, I think, the biggest automotive section in Canada.
The biggest, the original, and yeah, still the best of all the auto sections in the country.
Started by Dennis Morgan back...
in 1985.
Yeah, 85.
And still going strong.
Yeah,
every Saturday.
That.
And we got something new coming out, but yep, you're going to ask me about that.
Okay. Is there something new coming out?
Yes, we're launching a national automotive magazine, yeah, first in the Toronto Star's history,
yeah,
Wheels Canada. Mm-hmm. It will be in your Toronto Star next Thursday and in Metro newspapers from coast to coast next Friday. So if you're listening in Toronto, pick up your Star next Thursday. Wheels Canada. We're terribly proud
now,
of
we
it.
Now, we talked about this before. It's not a weekly, it's a quarterly,
no,
right?
No, it's going
right?
to be a quarterly. It's going to come out four times a year, and we're going to have theme issues. The first one, which will be coming out Thursday,
yeah,
is the best of the 2013 vehicles. Everything from electric cars to light pickups. We picked the five best right across the spectrum, and it's done by the best automotive writers in the country. As you know, anybody who reads the Wheels Section, Jim Kenzie, Mark Richardson, Jill McIntosh,
and yourself.
Stuff. Well, and I have been known to write the odd word.
Yes, you have. And we're going to talk about other stuff, things in racing. We're going to have a really interesting program. If you're calling into the show, I don't see any calls in yet, but if you call in, we're going to talk to Trevor right after the break. And that means we're going to give away Crown. Everybody that calls in today is going to get a discount coupon for Crown. I think it's a $50 coupon or a $75 coupon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have fun with that. Alan, give out the numbers if you can.
I will. 416-360-0740 if it's a local call. 416-360-0740. If you're out of town, it's a free call. The boss is going to pick up the paper, the dime on that, I think, eh?
I think so.
It's
I don't
a
know
no
if the
charge.
Working, but,
1-866-740-4740. 1-866-740-4740.
So we should have some fun with that. And, by the way, you know, the weather is changing. It's a warm day today. So one of the topics we should be talking about is getting your car ready for the cold weather.
Exactly.
They say it's going to be a tough winter. El Nino is somewhere in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So that means serious winter weather this year.
Well, we are. I mean, and so many people are so used. The last two winters weren't bad at all. So a lot, yeah, of people are thinking that, you know, because climate is changing, that that's the way it's going to carry on. But I don't think so. And if you have snow tires, why wouldn't you be putting them on?
I know we're doing the courses over at the Kia dealerships. And one of the questions they always have is, should I buy steel wheels for my tire?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I just put the snow tires on the rims that I have? And it's a whole bag of snakes, especially now if you've got TPS systems.
Uh-huh. Well, it's, you know what, it's not that big a deal. Just quickly, it does pay for itself. If you are just buying or leasing a brand new car, okay, It does take 3 or 4 years to pay for those wheels, but if you're going to have it for 4 or 5 years, it's worth it. And besides the fact, it's less wear on your mag wheels.
Yep.
And, you know, with the city falling apart the way it is, we were talking about the Gardner falling down. If you hit one of them chunks of concrete with an aluminum wheel that costs $500, woohoo!
Commonly referred to as lunch bag letdown. Listen, we got to take a quick break.
We do.
We come back. Trevor Hutchison is going to be on the phone talking with Crown. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hard tops in Halton and pickups in Peterborough. Put it on the hoist in Dave's Corner Garage on Zoomer Radio AM 740.
You forgot that.
This is the Who one, right?
This is the highway from hell.
Yeah. Isn't that always on NCIS where the guy goes, hoo-ah?
Well, highway from hell, that would be the Gardner Expressway. Well, not the top of it, but the bottom side of it. That's the highway from hell.
Norris, you come in from Mississauga, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you go really early.
All the time. But, well, yeah, I miss a lot of the traffic.
A lot of the, huh. Hey, I guess good morning, Trevor Hutchison, the Crown Prince.
Gentlemen.
How are you?
I am fantastic. I love the fact that Alan is picking the music now, too, David.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Trevor.
We got a one generation, a little bit younger.
But the truth is, Christina, our operator, picked it. She said, you know, you guys, I don't even know the names of these songs you guys want to play, for darn sake.
That's because she was born in 19... I'm not going to say.
Anyways, we were talking about things falling from the sky. That was concrete, but actually, snow is going to be falling from the sky within the next month or so. And you know what happens? The city crews go out there to put salt on the road.
Yeah.
And that is why we need rust proofing. Go ahead, Trevor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, right now, I would say in the last, probably since we got the skiff of snow in Toronto about a week and a half ago, you can just see consumers scrambling to get ready for the winter. Like you said, get your winter tires on, get your winter maintenance done, and then get into a Crown shop to look after it. Because we're forecasting the same thing, that there's going to be a heavy winter this year. And one of the things the City of Toronto, the folks we work with there, were telling us that they're putting down now...
Pickle juice, I think it's called, isn't it?
Well, you know what? They use it as a binding agent for these for the chlorides they put down, so that it creates a tackiness, so it'll stay on the road.
Okay. It really is pickle juice?
Well, City of London uses
sorry,
juice.
Brine?
Kosher? I'd like a kosher pickle on the side of the road.
If it would stay on the side of the road and not get in our cars, it would be okay. Unfortunately, no, but go ahead. So unfortunately, this brine apparently is more corrosive. Am I wrong? Than the salt was.
You're absolutely right. It's significantly more corrosive. It's supposed to be better for the road.
Yeah.
Yes.
And its adherence to the road is significantly better, because rock salt, some of it would stay on the road, half of it would end up on the curb or in the ditch.
Right.
The real danger to this from a corrosion point of view is that, you know, when it gets really cold in the winter, the corrosion rate really drops. But as soon as it starts to warm up, so anybody that's parking inside a heated garage, and as soon as we come into the spring, you'll see metal start to corrode. And this calcium chloride now is still on the underside of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see it as mechanics, because you'll get rust jacking on the braking components. It affects the electrical. It's extremely aggressive.
You know,
no question. Yeah, you know what? And it's true, because most people, especially, you know, if you are vintage, right, boys? You remember seeing cars where the bottom and the fenders and doors would be rotted off. You don't see that anymore, really. But as technicians, we know that underneath the car, the mechanical components are rusting just as bad, if not worse, than they ever were.
Yeah, the bolts don't come off. They snap off. The studs break. It just runs.
Brake lines rust
through
terribly. Parking brake cable seize up, and of course, fuel lines as well.
You know, Trevor, it's funny, but I've been throwing cars away because the bodies fail rather than mechanical failures. They mechanically run for a long time.
Well, and even there was a really great article in the Star today that talked about the life expectancy and how long we're keeping vehicles, and we're actually keeping them longer today. And, you know, it shows that people are having to do, and it'll benefit them both financially and safety-wise, to keep their vehicles well-maintained, to keep them on the road longer.
What a segue. We got Norris here from the... Did you write that?
No.
I'm a very loyal Star reader, so I'm a very big fan. So.
Well, no, but we have some marvelous readers in the Yes, writers in the Toronto Star Wheel section. And Eric Lai, I believe, is the gentleman who wrote that. Yeah. And I'll tell you, he's bang on in just about everything he writes in that Auto No column of his.
Yeah.
And as Trevor was saying, absolutely, there is a debate about whether or not this is necessary. But I'm with you guys. I think that you can't not maintain your car in this way.
Now, you're actually going into the U.S. market, too, aren't you? You're going upper New York State and Ohio and things like that.
Yeah, we've opened about 9 dealers in New York State now in the last couple of months. And the same reason is that the change, one, in the economics down there has caused people to take a look at what they're doing with their vehicles. But the other thing is the aggressive nature that the de-icing agents that they put on the roads is equal to what we do up here in Canada. So it's an exciting market for us. For
okay,
sure.
So we're going to give away some product today?
We're going to give away some product today. We're going to give away some applications. And we want to direct everybody to our website because we're running a contest called Autobiography.
Oh.
And you may remember a few years ago that one of the cell phone companies ran a thing where they had a contest with people that look like their dogs. Well, we're doing one with people that look like their cars. And so we're asking people to write in and tell us about why they love their car, and we're giving away a whole load of stuff, vacations, made out, decked out garage for them, all kinds of things. So we'd love to have them go to crown.com and tell us why they love their cars.
Well, you know what they say, your car is the clothes you wear on the highway.
Yep.
There you go. I made that up. That's not bad, eh?
Did you just make that up?
I just said that.
On the spur of the moment. Unbelievable.
Okay, so everybody calls in. We're going to take their name, address, and phone number, and we're going to send it off to you guys, and they're going to get a $50 off coupon?
Yep, absolutely.
Very good. Trevor, you take care.
All right, we'll see you guys soon.
As always,
take care,
and it's crown.ca.
Thanks, David.
Right, and it's crown.ca before I get rid of you.
Crown.com.
Crown.com.
With a K.
With a K.
With a K.
There you go.
So
take
crown
care.
Crown with a K. Thanks, Trevor. Thank you so much.
Speaking of things that start with a K,
yes,
we're going to talk to Keith right now. He's in Thornhill. He's been hanging on the line for an awful long time, and he's got an Nissan Murano with an issue of sort. What's going on, Keith?
Oh, hi, gentlemen. It's really nice to be with you.
Thank you.
I've got to say, I just love your program.
Thank you.
Just a great thing that you do, and I love your banter between the two of you. Yeah, I have a couple of questions. On my 2004 Murano, it's got only 105,000 kilometers. It's got a CVT transmission.
Yes, it does, you lucky son of a gun.
I know.
There was a recall, by the way. I think 7 years.
Although the car is a great car, and I have it regularly serviced, the transmission and it has a warranty that runs out in February 2014 because they put a 10-year warranty on them. I hear that there's a lot of problems with that transmission, as you sort of alluded to there. And the cost of repair can get anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000. Should I move it before the warranty runs out? And then
ding, 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 ding.
Yes,
is the right answer.
Yes?
Yeah, you want to get rid of it, as a matter of fact, I'd be thinking about it probably soon. I mean,
would you?
Yeah, only because, you know, as with only 104Ks on it, it's still considered low mileage for the year,
yeah.
And it still has some value because if you keep it longer, especially if you get near the end of your warranty, because you want to use that as a selling tool, okay?
Of course.
I would try to move it. I mean, if you've been happy with the vehicle overall, hey, go buy another one, no problem.
Yeah, okay, well, that's great.
But I would get rid of it sooner rather than later.
I have one other question.
Sure.
And the other is, like last year, I had it crowned up at the Richmond Hill location.
Right.
And mentioned to Trevor that they're a great bunch of guys up there in Richmond Hill. They did a wonderful job on the car. Should I do it again this year?
You know, it actually will enhance the value of the vehicle. So when you sell it, the fact it's got those holes drilled in it, the plugs, it usually drives the price a little bit. So, yes, I definitely would.
Okay, so even though I'm going to get rid of it, I should spend that additional money
now,
to get
are you selling
it
privately or are you going to deal it as a dealer?
Well, I don't know. I probably the easiest way is just to go to a dealer and buy another vehicle and trade it in.
The reason I'm saying it is if you're going to deal with a dealer, you get a 13% boost because they get a credit for the HST.
Yes, yes.
And you don't get that private.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. That's an excellent suggestion that you have there. Yeah, I will do that. And I guess the thing is, if I have a certificate showing that I just had it rust-proof, that'll help as well.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, no problem.
And did I understand you right while I was listening that you're going to give us a $50 coupon?
Yeah, what happens is we've got your name, address, and phone number. I send that off to Crown, and the girl there sends them out.
All right, Keith?
Okay, that's great. Sorry.
So the answer is yes.
Thanks very much. I really, again, enjoy the program.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
All right, let's move along. We've got Ruth in Thornhill. She's got a problem with her turn signals, I think. Ruth, what's happening?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say the same thing as the other gentleman said. I love your program.
Thank you.
And you're constantly making me laugh. Thank you.
Okay.
The point is that I have a 2003 Grand Am.
Hang on. I can't believe a woman's listening to me.
Maybe she's listening to me.
The wife never listens.
Ruth, you've got a Grand Am?
She's got one listening. My Grand Am is in great shape.
Yeah.
The only problem I have is that the ticker, the directional signal,
yes.
When I use it to make a turn, it's fine. But then it will not go off. It ticks constantly.
That's right. It's the four-way switch on the dashboard, which is causing the problem. What you can do, you know, on your car, your emergency flasher is that triangular button in the middle of the dash?
Yes, I use it quite often.
Okay. What to do is turn it off and on a couple times. It may just have some bad contacts inside because, believe it or not, that is the ticker for your turn signals, okay?
Oh.
Yes, and it could be that just not... That's usually the problem. I'm hoping that if you operate it a couple times off and on, maybe it'll clean the contacts up and make it work again.
Yeah.
The other good thing is, Ruth, is that, believe it or not, when you do flick your arm off, although you hear it ticking, it's not actually flashing, eh?
Oh, I realize that because I have stopped the car, like put it in idle.
Yes.
And the tickers aren't showing.
That's right. But that's exactly what it is, and if it doesn't work... And you hate the ticking, you're going to have to get a new four-way switch, unfortunately.
And they're costly, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's, say, at least $150. So, okay.
Well, that's not so bad because I was quoted $690.
No, shut the front door.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Really, I'd buy a new car.
If you live in Thornhill, go see Alan. He'll do it for you.
All right.
Okay, but I'd like to ask one other question. Am I hurting the car by letting it go that way?
Not at all.
No.
Great. No. Thank you so much.
And turn up the radio.
Take care.
That's
right,
it.
Sweetie. Bye-bye.
Make the radio louder. That's what we tell everybody, eh? You got a noise? Make the radio louder.
Listen, we
got
to take a quick break. Oh, we're back, Alan. We're back. And we're live on air. Okay, welcome back. It's Dave's Corner Garage here in beautiful downtown Toronto. By the way, it's kind of foggy out there. What happened to the sunny day we're supposed to have today?
I can hardly see how many empties that guy in his trunk, eh?
Look at that. Kind
of... How come there's a coffee truck here?
I can't believe it.
I didn't know you could sell beer from a coffee truck. Is that...
Actually,
oh,
they're very
God.
Nice. You know, it's funny. The beer store is next door.
Yeah.
And parking here downtown is atrocious, expensive. So I go in there and I said, buy a 10-pack case of beer, like a small case, and I park.
Obviously, you don't buy a lot of beer, Dave. When did you think that they come in tens?
Or 20 quarts, whatever it was. But it wasn't that much money. It was like $24.
No, you
and
buy...
I just parked my car there.
just to refresh your memory, the six-pack is called the school boy pack. Okay? Yeah, it's the school boy
it's
pack.
It's the wobbly pop.
Exactly.
Anyways, a couple of quick announcements, and then we're going to go back to the phones. Car care clinics. We've been doing this now for a couple of months with the folks over at Kia. I got to tell you, they're great. We've had over 120 people take the course, believe it or not. And you know what? They arrive around 7. We go home around 9:30. We buy you Tim Hortons coffee and a donut. And you get to learn how a car works because there's a disconnect between what you actually drive and how the thing works and your ability to understand how it works. So what we do is we lift the car on the hoist. We put you underneath and we show you where the exhaust system is and how the O2 sensor functions and how brakes function.
Dave, how about easy stuff? Because, you know,
okay.
I see it.
Unsprung
Here's my question.
Weight. Unsprung weight's a good word.
Do you explain to people that they have to check their oil?
I start with that.
Do you show them how to check their oil?
I start with that, yes.
Okay, now here's the last one.
Yeah.
I know you're at a Kia dealership, but this week I saw three Toyota cars.
Yes, yeah.
And everybody's driving without the headlights on.
Yeah, I can't figure that out either.
It's because the dashboard is so bright, they think their lights are on.
Probably.
Of your car care clinic,
you should say that.
You have to show people how to turn the headlights on.
We use words like hygroscopic.
I know what that means.
I know what that means. Norris, you know what that means?
I think I know what it means.
Okay, it means that the brake fluid actually absorbs water, and that's why we want you to change the brake fluid, things like that. So this time we're going to be at...
Where?
Hamilton Kia. So if you're in the western part of the province, it's November the 22nd, Kia of Hamilton. I'll give you the phone number. It's 905-547-5421, or just go to carcareclinicall1word.ca. You can register there, and I will be there giving the course.
Yes, great, and people should know it's open to anybody. You don't have to have a
Kia. free, and you don't have to drive a Kia.
All right, perfect.
There you go. And the reason they do that is because, you know, sometimes there's issues with delivery. A lot of new car owners come in there. They don't understand the car, how it actually functions. One gal that showed her the radio works. She didn't know, she drove for 2 months without the radio. So, Norris, the other day, Sebastian Vettel was on the podium in Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Right. And he said the F word.
Right live on the air.
How many millions of people
heard it.
Yeah.
It was very, very surprising. But you and I actually started talking about this the other day. And I mentioned your name, incidentally, in my column.
There you go.
Star
the star,
this morning.
I'm a star in the star.
Because you're so nice about letting me talk about Wheels and Wheels.ca and the new Wheels Canada magazine coming out next Thursday that I mentioned your name in my column today. But this is a big question. Where are we going as a society as far as the acceptance of what once upon a time was considered a really, really vulgar word? And I think, of course, it's going to be a long time before any of us are talking like that on shows like this, or David Letterman is going to talk like that or whatever. But it really does show that there's a little bit of a loosening of what we considered values at one time that something like that could slip out.
Well, you know, I talked to my wife about that, and she's very conservative, and she said lowbrow. That was the word she came up with.
Well, you know, I mean, unfortunately, you know something? Auto racing for years and years has tried to get itself away from that image of the Saturday night grease monkey running around on dirt tracks.
And the fights after the race.
Absolutely. And the, you know, tire irons at 40 paces sort of thing. And regardless of how hard they try and the money that's involved, Formula One, of course, those cars, they can go to the moon now. The drivers are all paid a minimum of about $1 million a race. And yet people who are not fans hear something like that and say, well, what do you expect?
Yeah, you know, maybe right,
Interesting.
It's interesting.
Well, there's no question that the engineers and designers, they're not actual knuckle-dragger kind of guys, okay? These are people with an education. But at the same time, if you're the blue-collar guy, if you're in the pits, okay, and you hit your hand with a hammer,
you're going to say
the F word.
Sweet Mary.
It's just how it is.
Absolutely.
It's like people ask me, and I explain to them that, of course, how I conduct and how I talk at the back of my shop is not the same way that I talk when I'm here on the radio or on television. We can't use that language. I mean, it's all implied. We all know.
Sure.
So when you say sugar, we know we don't really mean sugar. And when we say the F word, we know what the F word is.
Absolutely.
But what we're affected by, of course, is what we see in the media. Oh. And whether it's movies or television now, too, there is so much. Really talk about lowbrow. We were talking about Jersey Shores the other day.
Yes.
And I remember a while back walking in and my daughter was watching what I thought was just a regular kind of show. And I went, oh, my God. As a dad, I was just so embarrassed, you know. So that's just the way it is. We're going lower and lower.
Well, and the thing is, things are evolving. The question is, how long and how fast is this transformation going to take place?
You know what? I think it's Dr. Ruth's fault.
Well, it might very well be.
Let's go back to the phones. We're going to talk to Marsha here. I'm sorry, Marsha, for keeping you on the phone that long, but we sort of
Marsha and Kleinberg has got some issue with one of your sensors. What's going on, Marsha?
Well, there's really nothing wrong with the tires, but the sensors seem to get triggered as if the pressure is low.
What are you driving?
After
what kind
a couple
of car?
Of days when the tires have just been inflated.
Marsha, what are you driving? What kind of vehicle is it?
It's a Toyota Solara. It's a 2004. And I took it to my regular service garage, and they said, well, it could be one of the sensors, or I could just in the spring when I change back to my regular tires. Put nitrogen in them.
No,
that's you know what? The nitrogen is not going to help that at all.
Okay.
So don't bother wasting your money paying for nitrogen. But I'd go back to that. If you check, if all the tires are checked at exactly the same time and they are filled to that right amount, does the light not go out after a few minutes driving?
There's a little button, so
yes, a reset
you
button.
Press a button, the light goes out.
Right.
And he did tell me to drive, you know, for at 60 kilometers an hour for 10 minutes or whatever, which I did. the next day the light was back on.
Okay, so the light did actually go out at that point, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think that one thing you have to do is if you don't have a tire pressure gauge yourself, I mean, my concern is that... You do, eh?
Yeah.
All right, well, then check all four tires. And I should say, hang on, we should check five tires.
Yes, spare tire.
Okay, because your spare tire also has a sensor in it, eh?
Yes.
So you want to check all five tires, because if you've lost 2 pounds overnight, that's enough to make the light come on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's the first thing we're concerned here. I don't want to tell you just to ignore the light.
Right.
Because maybe you have a leaking tire.
Yes, very likely. Do they have a TPS sensors are in the wheel in that car?
It's that or the ABS sensor. It's an older Solera,
okay, so
I'm not quite sure.
The reality is...
TPS in the car.
Sorry, love, I didn't hear.
Go ahead.
It's called a TPS sensor. Some of the vehicles have them actually built into the wheel.
Oh.
And some of them use what's called a tone ring, which comes off the ABS system, and it actually measures the diameter of the wheel as it's spinning. Because as it loses pressure, the wheel will spin faster. So that's how it tells you the tire pressure is low. So you may actually have a pressure loss. Check that first before you...
Yeah, that's our big concern. We want to make sure you're not driving on flat tires or leaking tires. If at that point we've maintained that they're not leaking and it's an electrical problem, hey, if you don't want to fix it, it's not the end of the world and you can carry on driving.
Yep.
All right?
Okay.
All right, Marsha, take care.
And we're going to send you out a Crown coupon. So after you fix your tire issue, you can get the thing rust-proofed.
Yes.
We can't say rust-proofing anymore. It's body maintenance.
Right.
Thanks, Marsha. Take care.
All right. You know what? Let's take one more tire sensor question. We're going to talk to Gino, who's calling in from Stony Creek. What's going on with your car, Gino?
My car? It's my daughter's car. It's a 2006 Chev Impala.
Uh-huh.
Now, she's been having problems with the sensors. The light comes on, and then they'll take it back to the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
The mechanic there will, of course, do whatever he does, put it in the air, adjust it, whatever it is. And then it's all right. The light will go off, and it'll be off for 2 or 3 days, and then it comes back on, a different light.
Mm-hmm.
Different tire, I should say. It goes from one diagonally across to one side or the other. And, you know, she's getting a little irritated, and they keep taking it back. He's been back about 4 times. And then I understand that, just what I've heard the conversation with the other lady, that we have sensors on the outside and some on the inside also of the wheel or the tire or the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Is this correct?
Yes. Well, here's how the system works. It depends how sophisticated your car is.
Pardon me?
It depends how sophisticated the car is.
Yes.
Mercedes, for example, has what's called a TPS sensor, which means tire pressure monitoring system.
Yeah.
And
can
it's
you speak
built
a little closer to the microphone? I can't hear you.
I'm sitting on the mic.
You're sitting on it. Maybe you better go back.
It's at the wrong end. That's it.
That's right.
So what happens is...
Side up.
If it's a problem with the TPS sensor, it's very easy to diagnose that because they just go around and they check it.
Right.
Now, the second issue is sometimes it comes off the ABS system, and that has to be checked also with a computer. So ask the guy what he's doing. Maybe he's just putting tire air into it.
You see, if your Impala, your daughter's car, has the sensors in the tires, okay? So what you've got to do is spend $5, buy a tire gauge.
Yes, and check it.
And walk around and see that they all have exactly the same pressure. I'm thinking that you've just got tires that leak. And unfortunately, even if it's down 2 pounds, it's enough to make that light come on. All righty? Good luck, Gino.
Thank
we got
you,
to run.
Hold on.
Okay, well, hold on after the break. Hang tight.
Hold on.
You hold on. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Come back. We're going to talk to Gino once more.
All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage on the new AM 740.
Finally, music I can understand.
You know this song? You know this song. Here we go.
You know where the car is, eh? The ZZ Top Eliminator is sitting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, it's a famous car. It's yellow. It's got the ZZ stripe on the side. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I told the guy it was ZZ Top, but they didn't believe me.
Well, it's the Canadian version, eh?
Eh?
All right. With us today, of course, we have Norris McDonald from the Toronto Star Wheel section. And we'd been talking earlier. They're coming out with a new magazine. It's going to be 4 times a year. It's 50-odd glossy pages, I understand?
Absolutely. 52, to be exact.
How many you produce?
Close to a million.
Now, this will come free in the paper, eh?
Free in the paper, in the Toronto Star on Thursday, and in Metro newspapers from Vancouver to Halifax on Friday. You know, you were asking me earlier about how tough it is to actually produce a magazine this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, believe it or not, we have some of the finest automotive writers in the business.
I don't believe it.
The trick is to match up the writer with the subject, because as well as rating 60 vehicles, 5 top ones in 12 categories. Yeah. We have all sorts of supporting articles, like, for example, how to get the best deal on insurance.
Great.
Nobody knows more about insurance than Jill McIntosh, who did that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about luxury cars? We all know about high-end cars, but what are the best bargains? What are the best deals? What's the best thing? Nobody knows more about that than Mark Richardson knows. Mm-hmm. And, you know, financing a car, should you do it through the manufacturer? Should you do it through a bank?
That's a great question,
You know, and Mark Tolyajic, who's one of the guys who writes for me every weekend on this subject, nobody knows more about who to talk to and how to strike a better bargain as far as financing than him. So this is an all-encompassing how to go about buying a new car. And then on top of that, when you get your new car, we give you the 10 best drives from coast to coast to go out and enjoy that car with.
That's amazing, and that's all for free.
I feel sorry for the paper boy, because the Thursday paper is pretty thick.
It's pretty thick,
and now
anyway.
You're adding 4 pounds of magazines.
I feel bad for the dog that's going to get hit with that newspaper.
Yeah. It's like the Saturday paper. I went to get the paper this morning. I broke my back trying to let
it. You're going to say you need a kid with a wagon to take it into the house for you.
They don't do that anymore. The kids don't. He has a minivan, and he parks in the driveway. Anyways, let's go back and say hello to Gino once more. Gino, your second question.
What's going on?
Out here, rust proofing in the wintertime.
Yes.
Not too good?
Yes, good.
It's good to do it any time.
But I understand in the other drier, better weather, it penetrates or it doesn't leak as much or drip or whatever you want to call it.
The crown process actually dissipates water. It actually goes under the water. It's designed to dissipate water and adhere. And in many cases, when cars come in that are muddy, we wash the floors off and wash all that mud off, and then we apply the crown.
Okay.
So, no, it adheres. It goes under the water. It does adhere. And after it's applied, you can actually go and wash your car. But we recommend you drive it around for a couple of days.
All right, Gino? Okay.
Thanks, Gino. And we'll send one out to you.
Hey, tell Dave I was born and raised in the center of the universe.
Guelph, Ontario.
Good boy, Dave. Have a good one.
Bye-bye, my friend. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Guelph is the last place to get a Walmart in Ontario. Just so you know, they fought getting
They probably didn't want one.
Right? And it actually wasn't supposed to be Guelph. It was supposed to be another city. It was supposed to be the Queen City.
Can I ask Norris a question?
They screwed up the plan.
You sure can.
Norris, you're a racing guy. I know, and Dave, you have that show on the other station with All About Car Racing.
I can mention TSN. I like it. It's
hey, no problem.
Fast talk.
Two races to go, 7 points separating them. Who's going to win, Jimmy Johnson or Brad Keselowski?
You know what? I think it's going to be Johnson because he's won 5 times.
Yes.
You know, he's got the best crew chief team manager in the business in Chad Knaus.
Yeah.
You got to give him the edge. On the other hand, you know, Brad Keselowski, he's so close to winning Roger Penske's first championship in NASCAR, first Sprint Cup championship, that, you know, you kind of hope that the young guy comes on. And I'll tell you another reason. Are you? Jimmy Johnson's nickname is five-time.
Jimmy Johnson. Yeah.
You know what? 6-time doesn't have that same ring. So if he wins, we're going to have to come up with a new nickname for Jimmy Johnson.
Do you think the fix might be in? You know, maybe they'll throw a yellow just when...
like when someone throws out a water bottle
The debris on the track, yellow.
The fix might be in because, you know what, Dodge is pulling out.
Yeah.
If they win the championship, maybe they'll change their mind.
Yeah, I kind of wondered about that.
You know, well...
You know, because Brad is driving a Dodge.
Absolutely. But, you know, at the end of the day, I really do think, well, you know how it is with professional fighting.
Sure.
There's a lot of fixing on the way up the ladder. But when you get a tiff for the heavyweight championship at a world, it's probably on the level. And I frankly think that NASCAR is not going to do anything to manipulate this one.
Well, you know.
At least I hope so.
With NASCAR, the truth is the last 50 laps are the real race.
Yeah.
The rest of it's just a prologue to get there.
That's right.
Well, I have a plan. I explained it to my wife. I want to be up for the beginning of the race.
Yeah.
When they get into that corner number one and make sure there's no accident. And then I usually go for a schluff, you know, for the middle. And then as long as I'm up for the last 15,
somehow you wake up.
It's a basketball game.
Absolutely.
It's the last 3 minutes. That's the only thing that really counts.
You don't watch the NFL until a 2-minute warning.
There you go. All right, we're going to get back to our calls. Barbara has been waiting around from Peterborough. She's got a problem with the crown. What's going on, Barbara?
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead, Barbara.
I'm from Lakefield, not Peterborough.
I apologize.
He can't spell Lakefield, so it says Peterborough.
We're going to fire him.
At first I said Peterborough, and then I thought, no, what am I saying Peterborough?
Listen, you're talking to a guy who was born in 1970.
Sorry, go ahead.
I had a crown application a year ago.
Right.
And ever since, I've had black oily streaks coming down on each side of the doors and down the trunk onto the bumper.
You know, if Trevor was on, he would tell you that's a good thing because that's how you know that it's working. Okay.
Oh, it looks god-awful.
Wash the car.
All you have to do is take a rag and wipe it down. What you're seeing is the crown, the product, will migrate. It's constantly moving, okay?
Yeah.
And depending on the temperature, of course, if it gets warm out, you'll see it seep out a bit. But the thing is, because it's doing that, it actually does repair itself, okay? In other words, if it gets washed off in a certain area, because it continues to migrate, it will recover that same spot. So it's just a matter of dirt, and when you see that there, you know that it's working.
Take a little pine saw and wipe it off.
Okay, it's just because my car is yellow that it's very noticeable. Yeah. I just wondered if they didn't put the plugs in right or something.
No. It does move, and all vehicles have drain holes.
Yeah.
So it'll come out of that drain hole. It'll actually seep.
The nice thing is it's black and it's not rust colored. Okay.
Yeah.
Because if it was rust colored, you'd say the stuff ain't working.
Barbara, but do it. Take some soap, mild soap. Just wipe it off with a rag. It'll be fine.
Okay, I'll go and have it done again.
All right, Barb, take care of yourself.
And we're going to send you coupons so you can wait.
And get more spray and more black. This is a vicious circle we're going in.
For the coupon to come?
They send it, I don't know, I mail them in tomorrow. Email them in on Monday, probably end of the week.
Okay, make sure he puts Lakefield on it.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, he fixed it on my screen.
You see, it's not our regular call screener who's been sending them out. We're going to fire him, actually.
Yeah, no, I can't. He's my brother's son.
Oh, darn. All right, take care, Barbara.
I love you guys laughing.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, you want to go to Martin?
I apologize, Martin.
Martin
too long.
Is in Barrie, and he's been hanging on for an awful long time. Martin, what's your question?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
A 2000 Nissan Frontier. I've got a couple little issues there with it. One of the valve cover, I've had to replace both valve covers. It's a V6. The first valve cover gasket, it was leaking down onto the manifold and creating a bit of a smoke and smell. So that was the easy one. But the next one is underneath the fuel injection unit. And I'm just wondering, once I pull that off, I got all the gaskets from Nissan, the proper gasket. Is there any issues about putting it, reinstalling it? The fuel injection system over top of that?
No.
Left head?
It's all straightforward. It's not a big problem at all.
Okay,
you're talking about the one that sort of sweeps over? The manifold is like a curve and it sweeps over the...
That's the one.
Not a problem. Just be careful. The only thing I can always tell you is when you have that open, make sure you plug the holes, the intake holes, put some rags down there. Because, we used to work on Fiat. If you dropped a bolt on the roof, it fell into the intake manifold.
Get out of town. Shut the front door.
So as soon as that engine's open, make sure you close all those holes, put some tape across it, just so nothing can fall in. And then you can start scraping off the gasket if there's some material.
Now, I was told by a chemist that, I was always afraid the oil was going to catch fire when it hit the manifold.
It does. A lot of the car fires are oil-related.
Oh, is that right?
Definitely, yes.
Because
it will catch fire.
There was no way that the oil, the manifold could get hot enough to create to start combustion.
I hate to tell
Martin,
you.
Martin, I got to tell you a crazier one. Did you know that antifreeze can catch fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So this is why it's important to check your belts, your hoses, make sure nothing's leaking. A lot of times people will carry on with a leak, and it doesn't take long before the conditions are right, and whoosh! It's gone.
So it does get hot enough, it turns into a vapor, and wacko, it's gone.
All right, you got to run, Martin. Take care of yourself.
One other quick point. It's got 200K. Yeah. I think the power steering pump is going. It's jerking a little bit.
All right, got to put you on hold here.
Hang on, we'll come back to you.
There is a conditioner that you can buy. It's a magic stuff. It's in a bottle. You can pour it in, and maybe it'll make the sound go away. Speaking of go away.
Yeah, Martin, hold on. We'll talk to you after.
Thank you. I'll hold on.
Okay. See, I'm nicer than you are.
Way nicer.
You were just going to throw him out.
I was going to get rid of him. Sorry, I gave him all the answers. We got to run. This is Dave's Corner Garage on the new AM 740.
From the gas guzzler in Grimsby to the hot rod in Halliburton, you're tuned up and tuned in to Dave's Corner Garage on Zoomer Radio AM 740. To reach Dave and Alan, call 416-360-0740 or toll-free in Ontario at 1-866-740-4740.
A great dealership, a fabulous offer. Together they make Winterfest at Georgetown Kia. Purchase any new 2012 or 2013 Kia, like the 2013 Sorento, available to finance at 0% for 5 years with a bi-weekly payment of $220 plus HST, and you could win up to $25,000. Winterfest at Georgetown Kia. Kia, safe, stylish, and affordable. A great dealership. A fabulous offer. Together they make Winterfest at 401 Dixie Kia. Purchase any new 2012 or 2013 Kia, like the 2013 Sorento, available to finance at 0% for 5 years with a bi-weekly payment of $220 plus HST, and you could win up to $25,000. Winterfest at 401 Dixie Kia. Kia, safe, stylish, and affordable.
T-Zone Vibration, home of the 10-minute no-work workout. Imagine standing on a whole-body vibration platform for only 10 minutes and getting the equivalent of an hour workout. Each session assists in weight loss, flexibility, helps to decrease cellulite, and is easy on your joints. T-Zone, whole-body vibration equals whole-body health. It's fast, easy, and fun. For your free demo and details on owning a machine, call 416-285-6055. Visit tzonevibration.com or a studio near you.
T-Zone.
As computerization becomes more prevalent in today's vehicles, the disconnect between the technology and the owner really becomes a problem. Hi, I'm Dave Redinger. You know, this is a serious issue. People don't know what's going on under the hood of their car. So why don't you join us for Dave's Car Care Clinic? We'll spend the afternoon talking about how your car functions. We'll get you under the hood and we'll get you under the car.
Clinics are free to attend. Presented by the Car Nation Automotive Group.
So join us at carcareclinic.ca.
Okay, green onions. Did you have green onions for breakfast?
No, not today.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I was at the flea market the other day, about 3 pounds of garlic, but it's all peeled, right?
Uh-huh.
And the wife goes, where are you going to keep that? On the special fridge. Anyways, welcome back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. 3 pounds, actually 2 kilos of garlic for $7. Can you say no?
What a deal. What are you going to do with it, though?
I ground it all up and made a paste.
All right, we're going to go back to Martin and Barry, who's got another question
quickly. Yeah, go ahead, Martin.
Yeah, that just on that
power steering.
Power steering pump, yeah. Now, it's not making a noise, but I feel it just jerk a little bit in the steering wheel, you know, on occasion. Yeah.
So it's not a sound so much, eh?
No, it's just a sort of a little.
Oh, you know what? It may just be that the fan belt's a little bit loose.
It's slipping.
It could be the belt.
I can check that when I do that.
Exactly, because if the belt's slipping on the pump, you're not getting full power. And that's what it could be. All right.
And Martin, when you're in there, change all the belts. Change everything you can because you're only going in there once.
Yeah, right on. Well, there's 200,000 K on it, and I think once I get the crown with a K coated, I'll have another 100,000 on it.
Oh, easily. That some of those trucks go half a million. There's no issue there.
Yeah, now with the transmission, are they fairly good in those?
Yes. That's a normal transmission. No problem at all.
Great show, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, you know, we were talking about the storms in New York City.
Absolutely.
Now, a lot of that, I almost said to my wife, I says, right away it's going to kick in the economy because it's got like $5 billion worth of damage.
Well, look at all those cars that have to be written off.
Yes.
You know, from the Carolinas up almost to Boston.
Wow.
And all of them are going to be replaced. The insurance industry is gritting its teeth on that one.
Yeah.
But the key thing, and we were talking about this during the break, because this happened with Katrina, a lot of those cars that get written off down there conceivably can wind up here.
That's exactly right.
Up in an auction. All of a sudden, it's in a used car lot. And, you know, people have to be so careful. Because, well, it's the old bit. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. In other words, if you're going to get an almost new car for a ridiculously low price, be very, very careful.
The only place I can see an advantage there is all those New York taxi cabs are flooded out are finally going to get cleaned up.
Well, on a serious note, though, it's true. You see, when the vehicle crosses the border, its title gets cleansed, okay? In other words, the information, that bad knowledge that you need is not there.
It's called washing the title.
That's exactly. Right.
And that goes province to province, too, right?
Yes.
Not just country to country.
That's right. So as much as, you know, we tell people to get yourself a car proof or a Carfax, it may not have all that information in there.
Which means if you're buying a car, buy it from a dealer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. A registered used car or new car dealer.
There's some protection that way.
Right?
Exactly.
Or if you're buying it from what they call curbsiders, which are guys that they're running a dealership without a license. So they go to the auction, they pick up something from Impact or whatever it is. Take a mechanic with you. right?
That's right. Well, no, absolutely. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I've always considered that a rule of thumb for any used car purchase. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, regardless of where you buy it, get it checked out by somebody you know and who you trust.
Exactly. I mean, to find out after the fact is way too late. Can't,
and you know what?
Help.
When I was running my garage, if a guy was buying a car and would bring it in for me to check it, I do it for nothing.
Yeah.
Because he potentially will be my client.
Exactly. If you're going to vet a car for somebody, chances are they're going to come back to you to have you continue the maintaining and the maintenance and the rest of it, and you can't miss by doing
it
that
way. It's not
like
Homes on Homes where the guy goes, gee, the inspector didn't see this.
Well, no, you know what? And people may buy it with the knowledge that it was in the accident, or not the accident, but underwater, without realizing how much damage and the potential for further damage is there.
And remember, this is salt water, too, which is even worse than
anything else.
Exactly. I mean, we had that little flood here up in Ontario a couple years ago.
Yeah, in Peterborough, actually.
And we had it in Toronto. And we had a couple cars that the people didn't want to affect their insurance. They thought they would dry it out. Bingo, 2 weeks later, airbags deploy all by himself. Scary things.
Hey, that's a wrap. This has been a great morning. Thanks, Norris, so much.
Hey, a pleasure being here. Thanks for having me on.
He's welcome. He's there every morning on Saturday. If you open the first page, there's Norris's picture. Get a better picture, Norris.
Okay.
Get someone else younger.
I want to remind our listeners that tomorrow's Remembrance Day. So don't forget, hug a vet. Buy a poppy. Let's not forget. Without them, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we got today.
And by the way, if you didn't get on air with us, we apologize, but we will send you out a Crown coupon, care of the folks at crown.com. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.